You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, they're really starting it up on Facebook Live, waiting for the roofing guys to come on. It'll be a little bit of time. First, we're going to start off with Larry's in. Larry, welcome to the show.
Hey, Jim, as always, thanks for having me.
Hey, it's my pleasure. Last time we were on, we talked about all the different nameplates you had, about the new opening up in Gainesville, but you kept one card close to the vest. Tell me a little bit about what happened.
Well, you know, at that time, Jim, we weren't really ready to announce. The deal wasn't done, and as you know, I'm sure you know, it's not done until it's done. But we acquired Toyota, Ford, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram in Key West.
Well, you know, it sounds like some great nameplates. As soon as my wife saw that, she started to fall in love with the big Jeep. You know, you're going to have an arm wrestle with her between the Jeep and the Range Rover. How are you going to separate that stuff?
Well, you know, Jim, it's kind of a nice thing being able to have all those kinds of options. Right now, our range realistically starts in the teens and goes, depending on the type of vehicle that you want, way up into the hundreds of thousands in the Lamborghini store. So it's pretty great being able to have all these options, all these different nameplates. The ones that we've just acquired have some tremendous product. Realistically, 5 of the 10 best-selling vehicles in the United States are made up of those brands. And anytime you have one vehicle that's in the top 10 in the United States, you're usually in a good position. So this is something really exciting. Definitely brands that we've wanted to be a part of for a very long time. And it's very nice to bring Toyota into the fold as well, because that's how my family got its start.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely great, and it's a really terrific story how you guys got into Toyota. I believe it was your grandfather was the one that did that. Can you just give me a quick insight on that?
Well, my grandfather signed on for Toyota at the Miami Auto Show. I forget the year, but I believe in the mid-60s, and he was the only one to sign up, because at the time, people really associated Japanese with junk. And, you know, they weren't familiar with what a Toyota was. It could have been a Toyota, a Nikon, or a Seiko, but regardless, it meant nothing.
Now, Larry, last time I saw you was with Abe and the rest of the guys. High five to all the guys up at the Lamborghini store. So I've gone from the Lamborghini store where it's $500,000 car, and I can't wait to get down to the Keys and see some of the cars down there and everything in between. Larry, what do you have coming up this summer? What's exciting from the nameplates that you represent? You got a fistful of them. They got to be bringing up some new cars this summer. What's going on?
Well, you know, as far as the newest brands that we've just acquired, Toyota's coming out with their new Camry, which looks beautiful, actually. I saw some pictures the other day, and looking forward to hopefully being able to see it next week at a meeting that I'm going to. And then on the Land Rover side, we have the Velar, which is really one of the most anticipated vehicles I can remember in my experience, where, you know, people are really getting ready to beat down the doors for this thing. The new Range Rover Velar is absolutely stunning and is one of those cars that immediately is going to make everything else on the road look obsolete.
So are you taking reservations for that now? What's going on with that?
We are. We just started ordering those vehicles, and we are taking early reservations, and hopefully they'll start arriving around August.
So we're on radio, Larry, so paint a picture in my mind about the Velar. What's the Velar look like, and what does it do, and why is it such a hot model? I got both of the guys in here nodding their heads already. I think one of them even maybe one says he's got an eye out for that, it seems.
I would encourage you to Google it just so you could see what this thing looks
I'm
like.
I'm doing it while we're talking.
Basically, it's going to slot in between the Evoque and the Range Rover Sport. The design is kind of as if it, you know, the Velar and the Sport had a baby that was ultra futuristic.
V-E-L-A-R.
The name came from the original Range Rover concept, because that was the badging on it, which meant to veil.
Okay.
As in, like, to hide in plain sight.
So I'm looking at it, and it looks like it's going across from big to small, it looks like it's midsize, no?
It is. It's not going to be a 7-seater or anything. It's 5-seater, but it's going to be very car-like in its drive, have some really cool new technologies. Ultimately, the looks, I mean, I've had the privilege of seeing the vehicle in person, and it is absolutely stunning.
Okay, I'm waiting for it to boot up the images. What are some of the things that make it groundbreaking? What are some of the new technologies you've got in there?
Well, when you look at the interior, actually, you're going to have more electronics and digital items to basically, you have the option of having an entire center stack that's touchscreen.
Really?
Different from like what you would see in Tesla, where it's one big screen. This is actually as if the controls that you would normally touch are still present. However, they're digital. It's not like one screen where, you know, you're doing everything from, and then you have the manual switches. It's hard to describe, but
I saw the picture.
I'm absolutely in love with the look of the car.
It's very, very sleek. It looks terrific. It's very sexy. The guys in here are like pounding on their phones, looking at it and nodding. And I think I got a new customer.
And the pricing on the car is going to be right.
Well, listen, Josh, if you like that, you just give Larry a call. Go over there. I mean, you should meet Larry anyway. I mean, the two of you guys are, you know, I think two peas in the pod. Dave, what do you think about that? You like that too, huh?
Yeah,
they like that. The guys here like that. So, Larry, what's anything else new coming out before the fall? Because we could talk about the fall in the fall. What else we got this summer?
Well, we also have the new Discovery coming from Land Rover.
That's right.
That's going to replace the LR4 and go back to the Discovery seven-seater with some other to be able to configure the seats inside the car from an application on your cell phone. You know, something that's also unique and new to the market, doesn't exist anywhere else. And I've had the...
Larry, you got squelched there. You want to say it again for us? Your cell phone went out.
I apologize. I said I've had the privilege of off-roading that car out in Arizona. And it's as good off-road as it is on-road for most people down here. I know that doesn't mean much, but if you're a Land Rover purist, you're always concerned that they're going to take away from the heritage by not having a car be as strong off-road as it was in the past. And this is as good, if not better, than anything that's ever been out there before. Off-road and on-road, the dynamics and the comfort are superior by a long margin to the previous model.
Well, I can't wait.
Really come a long way. More fuel efficient, lighter, stronger, safer.
Did you finish checking all the boxes? I mean, how many more boxes can there be, Larry?
If you give me some time, I can find some more boxes. But I'm driving and I'm you know, doing all sorts of other things, making sure that I can, you know.
That you can be an active participant, huh?
Yeah, I can. Exactly.
So listen, Larry, I want you to stay safe. If people want to find you, you've got a whole bunch of locations. You got Lamborghini and Broward off of Griffin. Tell me where the other stores are.
So we have a Land Rover Southgate store on South Dixie Highway down in South Miami past the falls. We have our main location on 441 between County Line and Ives Dairy Road. That's where you'll find Warren Henry Jaguar, Land Rover Northgate, and Warren Henry Infinity. And we have Audi in Gainesville. And now in Key West, Toyota, Ford, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram.
Wow, that's just an awesome lineup, Larry. You know, we've only got a couple of minutes left. And when I went to Google the Key West store, about four different opportunities to be part of the Warren Henry family showed up. So it seems to me like you're giving a bunch of good career opportunities to people that live in the Keys, too, which is always a benefit because there's not a lot of good jobs down there.
Well, absolutely. It's really great. We plan on growing the operation. You know, we've got some immediate needs down there, which I'm sure will be posted to our website shortly at warrenhenryauto.com. It's a nice thing to be able to bring our culture of customer service and basically our company culture and the way, you know, we like to work with our staff and our employees down to the Keys.
It's really terrific. I love going and being part of the Warren Henry family. I love going to the Supercar Saturdays because it gives me a chance to get up there and be part of the team and have lunch with everybody, which is really a nice kind of thing. The guys are smiling, but you know, he buys lunch up there. We have pizzas. We talk about the cars. I've actually, last time I was up there, I watched Larry and Abe and his team building a car. So, Larry, why don't we talk next time about how you build a Lamborghini? I think that'd be pretty cool, actually.
I would love to.
All right. Well, I'm writing that down. I'm writing that down. And the other thing is, you got to get back to me with Courtney about which Marlins game we're going to the girls with. So remember to do that, too, while you're driving. Write all that down. I'm just kidding. Don't write that down.
You got it.
All right. Larry's in. My good friend Larry's in. The man at Warren Henry Automotive. Larry continues to build his empire of autos, now from the farthest tip south to Gainesville. You cover the state, Larry. Check that out.
And not bad, right? It's pretty cool getting to go to all these places and you know, spreading our footprint into some new areas.
Well, listen, Larry, I can't wait to drive with you, see the stores, go down to the Keys, go up to Gainesville, and really cover the state with you and Warren Henry Auto. Thank you, Larry, so much for being on the show. If people want to find you, how do they find out about Warren Henry's different nameplates?
Well, you can reach us at warrenhenryauto.com or on social media at Warren Henry Auto on all of the major social media platforms.
All right. Well, listen, high five to you, high five to the team, and I'll look forward to seeing you, if not beforehand, at Supercar Saturday. I hear Wanda giving me the music, so Larry, drive safe.
Hey, send my love to Vivian.
You
Thanks,
got
Tim.
It.